You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes your life a whole lot easier. I'm going to make it a little difficult now. From the era when they were stalwarts, which would be your pick? Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid or Sourav Ganguly? I know my answer. It's got to be Sourav Ganguly always, at least from that time. I don't know why. I really liked him. I thought he had attitude, which always was very attractive to me. But of course, the reason why I bring that choice up is because one of the three that I mentioned there has his happy birthday today. Sachin Tendulkar, a very happy birthday to you. I've said that on the other podcast as well, but you know, he's Bharat Ratna after all, so we might as well celebrate him again here. But that is not the matter of this assize. What we're going to be talking about is not the questions of boundaries and sixes. It's going to be the question of which stocks to buy or sell. It's stock picks of the day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Kshitish Gandhi of SMC Global Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 6 to 11% return in the next 1 month. Before we speak about the biographies of these stocks, as it were, let's run through which of those stocks we'll be talking about today. Hindustan Unilever Limited has a buy call, target of 1,850 rupees, 1850, stop loss 1675 for an upside of 6%. City Union Bank Limited has a buy call as well, target 1,821 rupees. Stop loss 1580 rupees, 1580 for an upside of 9%. And finally, Supreme Industries has a buy call as well, target of 1290 rupees, 1290, stop loss 1085 rupees, 1085 for an upside of 11%. Now, why are there buy calls today from senior research analyst of SMC Global Securities, Kshitish Gandhi? We'll find out in a little while, but let's find out what Kshitish has to say about the recent trends set up on the Lal Street. Benchmark index started the monthly expiry week on a negative note and extended its losses for the second consecutive session on the back of hefty profit booking in auto, banking and financial stocks. From the derivatives front, call writers were seen active in 11,700 strikes, which now holds a maximum open interest of more than 53 lakh shares, and at the moment will act as a key resistance level from expiry point of view. However, on the downside, the immediate support is placed at 11,500 levels for Nifty, while 29,350 to 29,250 zone will act as a major support for Bank Nifty. On the other hand, India Volatility Index, that is in Dalal Street's panic button, is also maintaining well above 24 levels, which clearly indicates that volatility will likely grip the market in the coming sessions as well, with limited upside on the cards. Now let's return to that list of stocks I gave you earlier. We start things off with Hindustan Unilever Limited and what's been happening in its recent stock history. From the last 2 months, the stock has been trading under pressure. It is trading in a sloping channel with the formation of a lower high, lower bottom pattern on the daily charts. However, in recent weeks, the stock has managed to take support at its 200 days exponential moving average on the daily charts and given an almost V-shaped recovery from the lower levels with a breakout above the falling trend line of the sloping channel. From the technical front, the stock is also forming what is called a W pattern on the daily time frame, along with positive divergence on secondary oscillators, pointing towards more upside. Traders can therefore accumulate the stock of Hindustan Unilever Limited in the range of 1,740 to 1,745 rupees for the upside target of 1,850 rupees, along with the stop loss placed below 1,675 rupees. This is Hindustan Unilever Limited's story, with an upside of 6% and a buy call. Next up, City Union Bank with a buy call as well. The stock has been maintaining its bull run since the beginning of the year and is trading well above its long and short-term moving averages. At the current juncture, the stock has once again given a fresh breakout above the bullish flag pattern visible on the weekly charts, along with marginally higher volumes, which suggest more upside in the coming sessions. So, traders can accumulate the stock of City Union Bank in the range of 203 to 205 rupees for the upside target of 220 rupee levels and a stop loss placed below 193 rupees. That's City Union Bank with a buy call. And finally, Supreme Industries Limited, one of whose plastic chairs I'm certain you've sat on, has a buy call as well. After taking support at its 200-day exponential moving average on the weekly charts, the stock recovered sharply to reclaim 1,100 levels once again. On the daily chart interval, the stock has formed an inverted head and shoulder pattern and is on the verge of a breakout above the neckline of pattern formation. Alongside, it has also managed to give a consolidation breakout on the shorter time frame, so traders can accumulate the stock of Supreme Industries in the range of 1,160 to 1,170, that is 1160 to 1170, for the upside target of 1,290 rupee levels and a stop loss placed below 1,085 rupees. That's Supreme Industries with a buy call and an upside of 11%. To reinforce your memory one last time, it's going to be those three stocks one last time. Hindustan Unilever with a buy call, target 1850, stop loss 1675, upside 6%. City Union Bank with a buy call as well, target 1821, stop loss 1580, upside 9%. And finally, Supreme Industries with a buy call, target 1290, stop loss 1085, upside of 11%. Now, those three were bye-bye-bye calls, which also reminds me of another NSYNC song, which went bye-bye-bye. So it's time for me to say bye-bye-bye. That is B-Y-E, B-Y-E, B-Y-E. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. We always look forward to hearing from you. Bouquets, brickbats, criticism, whatever, man. Just talk to us. That's all we like. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.